The rings are buried in the background there. That's a kind of rings.
Do you know anything about the kind of work they do in raising cotton?
Yes, sure do. Well, first of all, you have to cultivate the soil and fertilize it, plant the seeds. And you have a machine that's called a cultivator that comes along and keeps the weeds down to give the plants a chance to grow up to pretty good size. And then you come in. It used to go in, it was called chopping the cotton. It was to with a hoe. Then after it gets up and it forms blossoms and it the blossom falls off and it forms bolls. And inside this bowl is where the cotton fiber is with the seeds. And they use mechanical pickers or pick by hand.
Do you have a name for the kind of undesirable grass that would grow up in cotton?
Yeah, there's the Johnson grass is one. I know it's bad. And nut grass is terrible. And if you get Bermuda in there, it's hard to get rid of too.
What are some of the kinds of fences that people would put up around here?
Okay, chain link, mainly. They're easy to put up and can be done by someone else. Or we use posts and regular welded type fencing. Or they use chicken wire sometimes. That's the small wire, bottoms and large at the top, if they have chickens.
Ever use that kind of wire, the sharp
ones? Yeah, the barbed wire.
And what about any kind of
wooden
fences that people...
Well, they used to make a rail fence, but that's on it for decorative, places.
Remember how those things were made?
Yes. Can you tell me how? Yes, certainly do. they would take a piece of wood, sometimes like a piece of fat pine, and split it in about four pieces. And it will be laid one end on another, zigzag in appearance. That's one way. Or they would interlock it with a post. I have a post, let me interlock it with this post. Or there would be build stone fences. Not around here, though.
A lot of those up in East Tennessee?
Yes.
Did you ever see the kind of fences that... other kind of slats like it, but come up like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's your name for those?
I call them rail fences. They're a different type of rail fence.
Ever heard of them? That's different from something like a picket fence?
Yeah, a picket fence is when you nail boards onto a stringer.
Mm-hmm.
You drive a post down, you have stringers going along the post, and you nail a fence along there. That's a picket fence.
That picket fence, ever heard that called a paling?
Yes, sharp on the top. It's a paling type. Yeah.
You see many of those around here?
Yes, especially in the older houses. The picket fence used to be painted white, And that was the, if you were well to do, you would have a picket fence.
Now, when you mentioned, did you say y'all had a... How did you tell me that you got water from your boyhood house?
Okay, we had a force pump. It's kind of with a big ball and a big lever. We had a water tank. We had pipes coming down from the tank. We had faucets.
If you wanted to carry some water, what would you carry the water in?
Carrying a bucket.
Yeah. Have any other words for that?
Carry? Tote.
What,
good word.
What about for bucket?
Well, never use the word pail because it was not in our vocabulary. That's not a word which is commonly used, but bucket was the word we used.
What about for faucets? Have any other words for that?
Spigots.
That'd be the same thing?
Just about.
Would it matter whether we're inside the house or outside?
No, it wouldn't matter.